From Steve. A trip to India. Read about it on Steve's blog. Do you want to know about my last holiday? It was just great. I was in New Delhi in spring. I took my backpack and a plane from Heathrow Airport in London, and I set off to the capital city of India. Laura was with me. First, we walked in the old part of the city. Then we hired a rickshaw, which took us to very typical and surprising places. It was really strange to move in the middle of narrow and crowded streets. We saw a lot of high buildings in the modern part of the town. New Delhi is a city of big contrasts. After 2 days in Delhi, we went to Jaipur, where we saw a lot of elephants on the road. We visited Hawa Mahal, a pink palace with more than 950 windows. It's cool to be inside because fresh air circulates through these windows when it's hot outside. We saw very colorful bazaars. I bought a sari and jewels for my sister, but I didn't have enough money to buy a present for my brother. Too bad for him. The next day we had a ride on elephants' backs. The ride was scary, but it was a funny experience. From Jaipur, we headed towards Agra, the biggest cultural and historical place in India. Wow, what a superb monument. The Taj Mahal is a palace of white marble and amazing mosaics of precious stones. We left this place filled with wonder. Delhi, Jaipur, and Agra form the Golden Triangle, an equilateral triangle which is an introduction to the splendors of India. So start here. That's a cool plan. In Agra, we took a night train to reach Varanasi, an ancient city located on the sacred Ganges River. It's dedicated to Shiva, an Indian god with four arms. The legend says the holy river Ganges flows from his hair. In the morning, we had an early cruise on the river. You can't imagine the number of pilgrims in the water. It was really overcrowded. Why do they wash in the water of the Ganges? Well, because they believe it's sacred. They purify their bodies and souls every year. I'm not sure the water was clean and pure, so we didn't join them. Oh, I forgot to say the weather was very nice in that season. It was not too hot, not too humid, and the food was excellent. So we enjoyed everything we ate, especially the delicious chicken tandoori. Finally, we traveled north to the Himalayas. We went trekking on top of the world. It was fascinating. I had a fantastic time with my friend in the country of the greatest non-violent and spiritual leader of modern India, Mahatma Gandhi, their national hero.